turn Larn up. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really cool. The whole dialogue part, getting to know the characters and hearing them talk about how they felt about the trip. Did people on your team talk about some of their travel experiences too, feeding into this?
Not really. We kind of just did our own thing, and we wanted to make sure that we had everyone's personality set, so they kind of everyone kind of just brainstormed and did their own thing and kind of went with it. And I think it turned out really well. Like, everyone kind of had the same thoughts, but you could see everyone's different perspectives of it, and that was kind of cool too.
Now, who played Bill?
Bill, that was me.
That was great. Yeah. Have you ever done an accent like that before?
No, we were just, like, joking around in the very beginning, and then I just, like, pulled out a country accent, I don't know, just out of nowhere, and they were like, oh my god, we need to use that. So then I was like, oh crap, why did I do that? Why am I acting like an idiot?
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, Bill, it could be a girl's name, Billy, I don't know.
Yeah, it could. So the magic of the national park, is, as Martha pointed out, you get out and you see, have you been to Yellowstone?
No, it's just, I've always, like, heard about it, because it sounds like such a, like, Yellowstone, I don't know. It just sounds like a really cool place, and I don't know. I want to go, maybe someday. I was also thinking, like, Grand Canyon could have been another option we were visiting, but somewhere over there.
I can tell you, because I live in Arizona, the Grand Canyon tops Yellowstone by a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're both a pretty magical place. But great that the family came together, and we assume it was just all bliss on the way home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we'll have to, maybe another show, but I don't know. But, yep, it was really cool. We wanted to get across the point that we all came together and all kind of came, like, across the idea that it's the journey and not the destination, and family bonding, and family's really important. So.
Although Dad still sounded kind of, you know, he doesn't really get very excited. He's like just kind of a little bit less agitated, but on the Dad scale, you know, that's pretty good. That's what dads do.
No, it was funny. I thought his, like, his not really monotone, but very chill tone kind of added to the part, like, a lot of dads, the role of dads play kind of going along with the mom's ideas and everything, but I thought it was funny. He played a big role too, getting lost and losing control of the car.
And it's good. I mean, you could have easily overdone the mom, like make her too overly dramatic, but she was just wanted everybody to get along and be happy and harmonious.
Felt bad for the mom. We were like, Kristen, you have to sound like really. So Brittany was the princess, and she was like, I feel really bad. People are going to think this is what I am. And I'm like, oh, no.
It's acting, Brittany. We know you're acting. So were you keeping track? Did you guys hit 18? I saw 16.
I know. I was trying to get my mom to listen the whole time. Hey, Mom. I don't know if she hears me, but.
Hey, Mom.
But did we beat 18?
No, you had a high of 16, which is really good. I mean, and again, as our friend Gina says, the numbers really don't matter. The fact that people are tuning in and talking to you. I don't know if you saw, Martha had a comment. She thought maybe some cheesy sound effects, like in the drama, like kind of like soap opera noises, like, you know, well, maybe not that sound effect. But the sound things that you did, like the footsteps, the car noise, the crackling of the fire,
that was really cool.
Definitely added to the thing.
Also, I remember listening to, like, some of the audio stuff earlier and a few weeks ago, and about how, like, I guess some of the radio shows, they had pauses in, you know, like paragraph breaks in a book. We wanted to get that across, that it was like we're transitioning from things. So that's where we had the little piano tune playing. So.
That was great.
To break it up.
Definitely. I'm so glad you picked up on that, because they're definitely paragraphs in audio, and that was a great punctuation. So, fabulous job. We really liked it. Great show, great theme, well executed.
I worked hard.
So, how do you feel now?
I'm so glad that was over. I felt just, everything's overwhelming at first, but now that it's over, it's like, wow, that was really cool. So, wasn't that hard. Just had to break things up and take it step by step, so.
All right, well, great job. And I apologize for not fixing that echo thing earlier. I had to fiddle some sliders.
Yeah, I thought it was something that we had done.
No, because it's not in your original audio, and, you know, that's the one we'll be putting on the website, is the one that you guys recorded, so that one's definitely clean.
Okay, awesome.
I just like to have this part, you know, as our conversation, so, because it's useful to other future students to hear you guys talk about your work.
Yep.
Yate! Right. Team Family Vacation. Thanks for tuning in, Lauren.
No problem. Thank you.
And go out and have fun with your soccer.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.